91.7 FM, WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Over the years, Flossman Jessam has recorded great songs, including Hammerhead, She Took an Axe, I Live, You Die, and Monster, as well as doing excellent covers such as Elton John's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting and Ministry's Sport Boy. Please welcome the 91.7 FM WNJR founding member of Flossom and Jessam, Eric A.K. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. How's it going?
It's going great tonight. Eric, first off, how's the tour been going with Hammerfall thus far?
You know what? I didn't think this was going to be a good tour. I don't know why, just because they're not the kind of metal I like, but these two bands go together very well. And fans are really loving it.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was wondering when I first saw the tour listed, that it was more of a, you know, a little bit of an older thrash band with a traditional metal band from Sweden who are about 10 to 12 years younger than you guys. I was kind of wondering how that would work, but I'm glad to hear it's going well for you guys so far.
It is. It's going really well. They're really cool guys to tour with. That surprisingly, there's no egos in their band or in their camp at all, and it seems to be going really smooth.
That's great, Eric. Who is touring with Flossom and Jessam presently? I know there's been some folks over the years who've been in and out of the band. Who's in the current band right now?
On bass, we have the original guy that replaced Newstead. Michael Spencer, who was in Sentinel Beast and a couple other crazy bands over the years. He's back in. Me and Mike Gilbert, who are the original members. And then we've got Steve Conley, who was in F5 with Dave Jr., Megadeth, and he's done a lot of writing for Megadeth, Queensryche, and Jeff Tate. And he's basically just been a studio writer. But he's done a little bit of touring, and he fits in the band great. And then on drums, we've got Ken Mary, who is on four Alice Cooper records. He was in House of Lords. He's done so much stuff, the list is too long to repeat. You know?
The legendary Fifth Angel drummer, too, I might add.
Yes, yes, yes.
That is awesome. That would be great to see him. I haven't seen him since probably the House of Lords days, even.
Yep. And he's been sitting in the studio for years, you know, just kind of doing studio drums and doing a lot of producing and stuff like that. And we asked him, you know, if he'd be interested. And he's like, you know, I haven't been out on the road in years. That sounds like fun. And we've been kind of just jamming together ever since.
That is great to hear. Eric, tell us about the brand new video, lyric video that was released for Monkey Wrench from your newer album, self-titled Flossom and Jessam.
You know what? We felt, because we're out on the road, it's been almost 2 years since the record came out. Actually, it has been 2 years. And we thought maybe the record needed a little boost and the people needed a little boost to remember that, you know, we're out here doing this. So we had that lyrics video made up. And there's a guy that does our album covers, last couple album covers. He's doing the new one that's coming out November 9th. And he does most of our lyric videos, album covers, backdrops, all that stuff. A guy named Andy Pinkerton out of London. And we just kind of let him run with this one. We're like, you know what? You've been doing such a great job on everything so far. Just here's the song, here's the lyrics, whatever you come up with. And that's what he came up with, that lyric video.
He has done an incredible job with the video for Monkey Wrench and as well for the song Iron Maiden from the album. Can you tell us a little bit about that song, Iron Maiden, and is it a tribute to Iron Maiden, or the lyrics kind of go in a little bit different direction, I would say?
When they wrote that song, because you know, they usually just hand me music and say, here, put a cool melody and some lyrics on there. And they handed me that song. I'm like, this sounds like an Iron Maiden tune. This doesn't really even sound like Flossom. And they're like, whatever, just write stuff to it. So I decided I was going to sing it as close to Bruce style as I could. And then I didn't want to write it about the band, so I wrote it about the actual device, the Iron Maiden. And it kind of, you know, has three or four meanings all in there all at once. But the music and the vocal line, vocal melodies are definitely a tribute to the band Iron Maiden.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very reminiscent of The Trooper. But for our fans on the audience there, definitely get a look at Monkey Wrench and Iron Maiden. Those are some pretty sinister, they're probably the most sinister lyric videos I've seen over the years so far, that they are really, really good. 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Speaking with Eric A.K. from Flotsam & Jetsam, we'll be playing with Hammerfall on May 31st at the Rex Theater in Pittsburgh. Eric, how's it been working with AFM Records so far? And do you have an album coming out in the near future, I understand?
Yep, November 9th, the new one comes out. Reason why it's been 2 years since the record came out is because we've been working on this one for 2 years, and it's in the same realm, maybe even a little better than the last one. And I'm really happy with it. I can't wait for people to hear this thing.
Eric, are you guys going to be hitting any of the festivals in Europe over the summer by chance?
I don't know. We just came back from Keep It True Festival and Headbangers Balls and all kinds of crazy stuff we were doing over there, a bunch of Italian shows. We may take a little time off from Europe for a little bit. We've been saturating it pretty big, but, you know, there's talks about a couple tours, one with maybe Overkill and Destruction in March. And that's going to be both Europe and the U.S. if we do that one. So we're going to keep touring and keep out there doing stuff. I'm not sure about which festivals we're going to be doing or not doing. I haven't really gotten the list of that yet.
Mm-hmm. Eric, and what can we expect to hear in the set when you guys play here with Hammerfall at the Rex Theater in Pittsburgh on May 31st?
We have to throw at least Monkey Wrench and Iron Maiden in there. But most of it's going to be good old school first couple album stuff.
So can we expect to hear things like, say, like Hammerhead or I Live You Die in the set then?
You'll probably hear both of those, you know, maybe even some older stuff. I mean, you can't get out much older than I Live You Die. It was written like in 83. But, but we'll have, you know, maybe Desecrator on there or something. When we did the Keep It True Festival, they wanted us to do just the first record in its entirety. So we had to learn some songs we haven't played in 30 years. And we learned that they were kind of fun to play. So now we're throwing them in and out of the set as we go along.
Oh, very cool. Eric, before we go, any last things you'd like to tell us about what you guys have coming up in the near future?
You know, we're working on a new video for the new record coming out in November 8th. That record's going to have, I think, 12 songs on it. They gave me 40 songs to write to, and we couldn't get it down to less than 12. So we're like, to heck with it, we'll just put 12 songs on the record. We got another extra one for like a box set and another extra song for, you know, the Japanese always want an extra tune on the record or they won't release it. So, there's plenty of new music coming out and there really are no filler songs on it. They all sound like they could be the single for the new record. So, I'm really excited about it and I hope everybody else is too once they hear it.
We look forward to playing the brand new music from Flotsam & Jetsam on WNJR, and you're going to definitely check out some of the classic songs like I Live, You Die and Doomsday for the Deceiver, as well as the latest album. You hear songs like Iron Maiden. Eric A.K., thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, anytime, man.